Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey there, welcome back. It is officially December, and I wanted to talk about something that I get asked a lot. And it is the question of, what do I do if the podcast manager program is too expensive for me right now? What if I just don't have the funds? And I think, you know, we could say, well, just like make it happen, or do you really not have the funds? But I want to talk to those of you that are like, I really, really wish I could join, but it's just not in the cards right now. And what do I do? So I don't want you to come across this awesome niche of podcast management and see my program and think, this is the only way that I can be a podcast manager, because I truly believe that podcast management is so cool and so unique. And the people that are attracted to it are so cool and so unique, but that you're also just like such a podcast lover. And this is just kind of like a dream role. I don't want you to get caught up in the idea that you have to have X, Y, and Z to get started in your business. Many of you that send me emails are in a virtual assistant program. So you've taken some sort of program or some sort of side hustle program that has kind of introduced you to this world, and then you've found out about me as you've decided to niche down. But you're still in this virtual assistant program, and you're like, I really want to finish this. I honestly talk to those of you all the time saying, I really want to finish this program first, and then I want to join you. Or I need to finish this because doing both is just not in the cards. So I totally get you. And I want to walk you through today on the three things that you can do if you are starting your podcast management business in the DIY fashion. First off, you can do this without my program. I mean, duh, right? And maybe that isn't a duh to you, but it is possible. The reason that people join the program is so that they can do it in a quicker pace. All the answers are in one spot. And of course, so they can connect with other podcast managers and get all of those questions answered. But it's not the only way to get started. I mean, I got started in podcast management by DIYing it, but that was also because podcast management wasn't really a thing back in 2017. Like, no one called themselves a podcast manager. There was podcast editors, and they usually had like professional experience. Like, they went to school or they worked for a radio station or something. So it's like someone like me, someone like you, we're like, what? Like, where do I fit into this? And if you know my story, then you know that I got started by teaching myself how to edit my own show that I had with my friend Katie Hake. And then I tried to land clients on Upwork. Now, if you've ever been on Upwork, you know you have to send like 100 applications or whatever the term is before you get like any response. And I'm sure things are probably different now. Like I said, this was 3 full years ago, but I worked my tail off sending so many applications or resumes or whatever to finally land one client. She was paying me $30 per episode, not per hour, $30 per episode, and it was taking me 5 hours. So it was not an ideal situation, but that's why I created the program. But there's a lot more information out there for you to DIY your business and it be a little bit better than what mine looked like when I DIYed it. You can still follow my method, the Profitable Podcast Manager method, to get to where you're going. So the first step is learning the skills. You can learn the skills of podcast management on YouTube, and you can kind of create your own systems as you go along. So you can go to YouTube, learn how to edit, learn how to do show notes. Like, all of that is available for free on YouTube. And there's also different platforms that you can learn how to edit as well. One of them that comes to mind is Udemy, Udemy.com. I've heard before that they have some editing courses on there, and I believe it's free. I'm not 100% sure, but it's cheap, if anything. So you can acquire these skills by YouTubing and Googling and getting your hands in it and really learning how to do it. The second step is getting some experience. I recommend you creating a portfolio that has about 2 to 3 packages. You don't want any more than that because you don't want potential clients to get confused as to what they want. You want to make it as streamlined as possible for them to say a yes. But how you would DIY this is ask other podcast managers. You can ask in the Podcast Manager Mastermind group how people are setting up their packages and collaborate with some people that are also doing this, the DIY route, to see what you can get from building that community. Okay, the third step is landing clients. And this is the big one, right? Like, it's really, really important to have the skills, but it's even more important to actually land clients and actually get paid. So my advice here, if you are DIYing it, is that you need to pick one place that you want to network, and you need to show up on that platform for 10 minutes a day consistently for 30 days. Now, maybe you don't do it on Saturday and Sunday if you're not working those days, but you need to be as consistent as possible showing up on whatever platform it is that you want to start for 30 days, showing up for at least 10 minutes consistently. And that is so powerful if you are consistent and giving value and not leading with the sale necessarily, but just giving value and telling people things that you've learned and helping them out and getting visible that way. One goal that you can have is to, number one, you can just finish that virtual assistant program, land one client, and then join the program and fill in all of the gaps that you've missed by DIYing it. But even if you're not in a virtual assistant program, or maybe you're sitting here like, what are you even talking about, Lauren? Like, what virtual assistant program? Google it. There is many of them. But even if you just want to get started with a DIY approach, get started that way. Once you get going and maybe you land a client or you get stuck, then join the program. It's always here for you, and I want you to join, of course, but I also don't want you to just decide, I can't afford this. I'm not going to become a podcast manager because the only way to do it is to spend money that I don't have. And I also don't want you to like not be able to pay your mortgage because you bought the program. So be smart, but also invest in your future so that you can get to these amazing goals that you've set for yourself. In my humble opinion, the best place to be if you are going the DIY route is this podcast, because I am talking to you every single week about stuff that is so specific to podcast management that if you tune in every single week, you're going to get so much very specific information from me that will help you build that business. All right, I am keeping this one short and sweet today, but head over to Instagram and let me know where you are in building your business. Are you thinking about it and just starting to kind of gather information? Are you in the program? If not, obviously we should chat. Or are you starting the DIY route? Let me know so I can cheer you on and get to know you. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I will talk to you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook, and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.